Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're right back to it. Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
As soon as we learned there was a potential situation, we immediately brought in a respected law firm to conduct a thorough investigation and impartial investigation. And they took some time. And we actually concluded that investigation with a report 2 days ago. So that's the reason for the timing here. There were leaks, by the way, around that time. Obviously, we would have nothing to do with that and nothing to gain from that, and any insinuation about the leaks. We don't know where they come from. They're part of the NBA, as we all know, in this room. But it's really unfortunate. And it's unfortunate also that female staff members of the Celtics have been dragged into the public eye unwillingly and inappropriately. And we take a strong stand against that and just regret it for them. It's really... really unfortunate and not necessary.
Well, there's WIC Friday. So 2 days ago, the investigation from the law firm had concluded. So that's Wednesday. And this leaked out Wednesday night, right? I mean, it's the same. It's just strange timing that the investigation would have wrapped up. I guess the investigation results could have been discussed within the organization, and therefore somebody would have got, you know, word of this was coming down soon, and therefore that's what led to it being leaked to ESPN and Woj.
But if you're within the organization, and let's say you're, you know, not at the top level, and you find out about this, and it's pretty good gossip, right? You know, you have a pretty cool story on your hands.
Everybody's talking.
Why wouldn't you release it a week into it, a month? You know, the fact that it came out upon the conclusion leads me to believe further that Ime realized what was in this, that they were going to fire him or attempt to fire him for cause.
Yeah, you could be right.
So you get ahead. Obviously, I don't know. It's just a thought.
Well, do we both agree it's not the Celtics who were blamed for it? That seemed to be the prevailing opinion Thursday.
In a pretty pathetic way in the Globe by Gary Washburn, stating it as if it were fact. You know, I got to say, I mean, maybe he knows that, but if you know it, you should report. That's the story. I have information that someone within the Celtics front office leaked it. Then that's a big, great job, Gary. He does a great job covering the Celtics. But it was so, it's just so strange to me how people in the media just accept things as fact. And then you go on these rants like Stephen A. Smith, you know.
Well, it makes me wonder if Gary got something from Ime, like saying, hey, it wasn't me that leaked it, but why did the Celtics leak this? You know,
the story isn't the Celtics. The story is Ime believes the Celtics leaked it.
Yeah.
That's a column.
Yeah,
so,
I guess.
I mean, it was like the 10th graph in.
Or it could be somebody with an axe to grind, I guess, against Ime. It could be,
could be somebody at the law firm. Who the hell knows? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I just, for me, I always look to see who gains from it. And the Celtics had nothing to gain. And Ime had if the consensual word wasn't a part of it, I wouldn't suspect Ime. But immediately, it was consensual. And that painted the story in this incredibly, you know, questioning light.
So what were the Celtics going to do if this didn't get out?
That's what I would have asked that question. I should have gone, I guess, after the show, but, you know, got a baby.
It would have been yesterday anyway, right? It just would have been on their terms, I guess.
I would have
without
asked
2 days of buildup.
Had this leak not occurred, what was the timeline the organization had planned in advance of Monday's media day as to when you were going to dismiss Ime and announce Mazzulla?
Yeah. I mean, because I guess they didn't even have a chance to consider Thursday, but it's I don't know what they could have done differently from their point of view, but it just looks bad. I mean, and the 2 days were a mess. All right, 617-779-7937. And where do they go from here? It's like, is that even like, Do you feel like there's a chance Mazzulla comes in and they rally around him and it's an inspirational year? It's like Cora's first year with the team here, or, you know, they definitely have talent that no other organization in town has.
And I just got a note from our media guy, Alex Dreamer, who's doing a great job, by the way. I enjoy his podcast weekly, and he has been excellent calling out Stephen A. Smith this week. He just sent me a text. There's a story out there that Woj and Ime are both repped by CAA, and Woj has a long history of covering for CAA clients. There you go.
Let's go to Art in Kingston. Hello, Art. Good morning.
All right. Good morning. How are you? Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Hey, quickly, I deal with this stuff all day long for 40 years, and I have not heard terminology. If everything's so public, why can we not see a copy of Ime's contract? Is there a moral turpitude clause in that contract that would specify specifically what can happen to him and what cannot? If it says in that contract, if he dates, associates, whatever, with a fellow employee, A, he's terminated, B, without pay, suspended. The specifics of what should happen should be specifically written out in his contract. That appears to be the dilemma right here.
Yeah.
They suspended him pending final review of that contract. The timing of this of the suspension is tied together with the season as well. I'm guessing that they want to try to get off on a clean start.
Yeah.
So, Art,
does it appear to you like the Celtics organization is hoping this will go away, or like be swept under the rug, or maybe that's not the right phrase, but is that their intent from what you see?
I don't think so. Oh. I don't think this is a major legal issue right now. Don't forget, you're about to terminate a coach, a good coach. You're about to terminate somebody that's of color. You're about to, you know, the other thing that happens in these things 95% of the time is there's a consensual relationship that goes south. Ime says, you know, Ms., whatever her name is, season's coming up. I'm going to be busy, so on and so forth. I've been really enjoyed your company. Love you to death. I got to move on. She says, really? I'm, you got what you were looking for. You told me you loved me and so on and so forth. Now there's an issue. She turns him in, could be out of, they could have been caught someplace. They could have been seen together at a restaurant and so on and so forth, like coworkers, and realized that, the jig was up. So, I mean, this is what happens day after day after day.
I guess what's weird, though, and Art, thanks for the call, is the way Ime, in his apology, and the way Wick described it. No, maybe Wick has a reason to describe it that way. It sounded he's thankful for their punishment. It's not like Ime is fighting this. You know what I mean? Like there's another side that Ime is waiting to tell.
And that's the point, is that Wiggy kept sort of getting to this point, and then I keep explaining to him that he's quoted in the store, in the team release, and separately with Malika Andrews at ESPN. We'll get to Matt Barnes, I'm sure, later on.
Yeah.
But the audio, I saw it yesterday and shot it over to Ty and Ryan, and it's, you know, a guy that had sort of like Stephen A. defended Ime, ripped the organization. He got a phone call from someone who knew what had happened, and he said it was, quote, 100 times worse. So
he claims he got the true details.
So, I mean, but who the hell knows? I mean,
where did he get it from?
Exactly.
Let's go to Kevin and Quincy. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good.
I think like a little bit of Brad Stevens with the emotional like crocodile tears is on him, because or the PR department or the ownership. I mean, once that story broke, they should have immediately blacked out any potential women involved. And they didn't do that until 24 hours later. And that's where you get the Twitter idiots, you know, presuming and, you know, assuming and all that. I mean, a little bit of that is on them for being highly irresponsible.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know what legally can they or can they not do.
Don't
you have lawyers in the family, Curtis? Can't you?
My uncle's a lawyer, but
I mean, Jackson's wife. Can we get her back on?
Curtis Linksy's a lawyer. the thing that I don't really understand is this is going to sound. The internet sucks. People on Twitter suck. Okay, so whatever the story is, if it's on a negative light about you or the place you work or colleagues you have, people anonymously say the most vile things without repercussion. So I found that element of the story to be, you know, maybe because we're jaded and we see it a lot. Like,
it's a given that happens.
It happens every day, all the time, to all these people. The women that were in the middle of this are not public figures, and they are, of course, did not deserve any of that treatment. However, to say that you expect more out of Twitter is to, like, walk into a cesspool and wonder why you can't drink it. Like, it's just, it's hell on earth. The people that are on there and comment are vermin of society.
But the same point, combat the caller, but I don't think Brad Stevens was fake tears.
No,
I'm sure
all.
He is genuinely moved by, you know, real reactions in the building of what they had to deal with.
Listen, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. Brad Stevens, what's he been here, 9-10 years? I don't know a single off-the-record anything negative that I've ever been told about the guy. I think he is held in the highest regard of everybody that's ever worked with him.
Let's go to Jake in Boston. Hi, Jake.
Yeah, I want to get into the logistics of Becky Hammon and why that's not realistic now in a second. But first of all, to agree with Stephen A. here, Amanda Flugrod had this post last night about the difficulties of being dragged into the situation as a woman and it working for the Celtics. If this was a same-sex relationship, we'd be still rumor mongering. So I think that's a little bit off-putting, trying to play victimhood. It's the relationship.
Well,
it's
no, Jake. If you're innocent and you've done nothing wrong and people are sharing your name and your photo that you're the one who's having sex with the coach of the Celtics, of course you're a victim.
Correct. And that gets me to the other piece of where I think Stephen A. is somewhat correct. Because in that post, there are multiple Nesson employees. We know the history with Nesson and fraternization. It's pretty simple. If you work in pro sports, there seems to be an invisible HR barrier between the talent and everyone else in the organization. And you have to go into that if you have some semblance of maturity, understanding that is a boundary. Now, things happen with colleagues, but that talent boundary from having been in that situation, working for a pro sports team, it exists. From having done it in women's sports, it exists. The second I walk into a women's locker room and deal with their athletes, there is a boundary that any 22-year-old walking into this world should know about. It's the very first thing. But to your point on Becky Hammon, and as the champion of the Hire Becky Hammon movement starting 2 years ago when there were problems with behavior on certain egos, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart in the organization, who could corral them in the right way because Brad wasn't there, which is why I want Becky in the first place. Why should she clean up your mess right now? It's a PR move for stupid people. The Brad contract, the initial Brad contract was 6 years, $22 million. Becky Hammon makes more than $1 million from Mark Davis at the Las Vegas Aces to coach a 36-game season that happens over 4.5 months.
Well, Jake, I'm sorry. You don't have 10 minutes here. Quickly. So Becky Hammon wouldn't be hired today. She would be hired at some point in March. When they quietly finish up the Ime era, Missoula's done, and she begins
she's
the next
getting
year.
Getting ready for her season.
Okay, well, right. She doesn't. She would.
How much money do you think you're going to pay her? Are you going to pay her
$7 million a year?
NBA coach money.
$7 million
how
a year.
Much?
$7 million.
Well, you better come with $7 million in 5 years.
Yeah,
and given the fact
great.
That
they
you're,
do that, of
you
course
are,
they would, and she would be cleaning up.
Are,
God, Jake, have a conversation. She would okay. be coming in. And she would be given 5 years at a team that has 17 championships, is one of four marquee jobs in the whole sport. And she would have the opportunity to be the first female to win a championship with the organization that had the first African-American coach a team as a player coach to win a championship. The Celtics would get a great coach and someone that would help preserve and reestablish the manner in which the organization is viewed outside of the locker room. It would win everywhere.
Curtis, I was making the same point last summer. The problem is you were scared of lawyers yesterday to do the right thing and rip some Band-Aids off in terms of transparency. The check that the Knicks wrote over sexual harassment allegations was $12 million. You're talking about giving Becky Hammon $35 million in March instead of tomorrow. This should happen now if you're really serious about it and not trying to kick this down the road.
No,
you're
I'm
not
just,
serious
Jake,
about it.
Jake,
it's not going to happen. Otherwise, you'd be right there right now.
All right
where right now? I would say that Becky, if I'm Becky Hammon, I don't want to come in when Ime still is here in an
unknown
that, role.
I thought that's his point. You
no.
She doesn't want to come in and clean up your mess, so right. you wouldn't do it now.
And he was in locker rooms? I don't understand.
Yeah. Anyway, why not hire Ron Ranicki for a year?
Oh,
that's
it.
The standard, and then you consider the options next year. Ron cleans things up. Well, maybe not. He didn't.
Do I cause people to argue just for the sake of
yes,
arguing?
Yes, 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 you do.
God. I mean, we agree Becky Hammon would be a good coach. I don't think, if I'm Becky Hammon, and I just won a championship with the WNBA. I don't want to jump in with both feet into this disaster right now.
Now, she worked with Ime for many years, right? Is that too close to the situation to, I mean, because she was with the Spurs, right, for all those years?
Yeah, and I looked up because I had thought I'd heard something with Stevens. Stevens was asked about Becky when they were conducting the job search when he was no longer the head coach, and he had nice things to say, but he had no prior experience working with her.
Yeah, all right. So we'll hear the Matt Barnes audio, you know, has been played, but it is interesting. So we will play that next. Kenny Curtis, obviously discussing the big story of the week, which is the Ime Udoka suspension for a year and maybe longer, maybe permanent. We'll debate and want your reaction to it. 617-779-7937. This is Kenny Curtis and Nick LaPan as you're trending.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
Kenny Curtis until 12:05 today, and then Red Sox pregame. A lot of reaction to the Ime Udoka news this week and over the last couple days, and really good sports talk the last 2 days. I mean, just examining all angles of it. Nothing pleasant really about it, but it is interesting where it's coming from, who's you know, the leaks, the timeline. And then you've got like all these people that are getting whispered the quote-unquote real story. Matt Barnes, former NBA player, is one of them. He does media, too, I believe, with our sister station out in San Francisco. I don't know if regularly
he does NBA whatever. TV, does a couple different things, and he's been awful out of the bullpen.
We almost had him as a regular guest on the morning show. Greg almost had the Red Sox Matt Barnes.
What happened
as
to
a
him?
Weekly feature.
Who took his mojo?
One of the many unfortunate injuries the Red Sox had to deal with this year. Curtis, otherwise they'd have been in first place right now.
I think they might
very
have
very close on a lot of these games.
I think 120 wins. By the way, good to see Dombrowski, who we kicked out of here, is doing well with the Phillies. Schwarber 40 home runs. Congratulations. They're headed to the playoffs.
Now, worst season here since 2015, win total-wise. And that was the year they brought Dombrowski in and overcorrected by going out and signing David Price and trading for Kimbrel.
So, they
so
had,
is that
how many,
coming...
How many games did they win in 2015?
I want to say 78.
So it took him two seasons to build the best team in the history of the franchise, and then he got kicked out the door.
Yeah. Well, they made the playoffs next year or two years?
I believe they lost in the first round 2 years in a row.
2 years in a row.
And then they had the best season in the history of the franchise.
Yeah.
And then he was kicked out of the door.
And then they overcompensated the other. But now you overcompensate back.
Right.
You give Bloom an open
right. It's like
check.
You go Parcells to Carroll to Belichick.
Which we were talking last week about how great the Celtics were, and Wick had that quote about open checkbook for Brad and anything he wants we'll support. Do you think now they totally change and say, we got a bridge for 2 years? Like, this is just realistically, we can't go crazy this year based on Gallinari's injury and Robert Williams' injury, and we got a coaching change, and we are no longer all in on this season?
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know what they would
sign
anyway.
But that's the thing you can't do with Tatum. You have to make sure these guys, because at a moment's notice in the NBA, they could demand a trade and be out the door.
Yep.
Who would have thought after the sweep, after the playoffs concluded, after they sweep the Nets, that today on September 24th, the Nets would be a more well-run, organized franchise than you. Because you had Kyrie wanting out. You had KD wanting out. Kyrie said he was going to be the GM. You were lapping them, and now all of a sudden...
Well, Kyrie was onto it. They don't need a coach. So you bring Kyrie back somehow, and he's your player coach.
2018, you had the Red Sox... The Red Sox have their best season ever. Mm-hmm. They win against the Dodgers in five games.
Yeah.
The Patriots win their sixth in Atlanta. And the Bruins are at home for game seven of the Stanley Cup Finals.
And Bruins might be the team closest to a title now.
But now you had Cora, Belichick, Cassidy, and Stevens. And you thought you were pretty well locked and loaded there.
The big four.
And now
four
it's
Hall
like,
of Fame.
Now, you got Montgomery's not coached a game, and he's got the third most experience of any of the coaches in this town.
I like Monty. He looks good. So far, so good.
It's
only been a couple weeks.
What, do you like
he had a good
suit?
Appearance at the Jimmy Fund. 617-779-7937. Actually, listen, want to hear the Matt Barnes audio? This is now, so you believe, he's an analyst. He's like not just some
I have
local
a Jackson
joker.
Penn game. Name the Matt Barnes.
Name the Matt Barnes. Here's what he said he's hearing about the real Ime Udoka story.
They won't come out and say it, and since I'm a part of the media now, and I try not to be like everyone else, I try to, you know, report and talk with facts and honesty, and I clearly have to say last night, without knowing all the facts, I spoke on Ime Udoka's defense, and after finding out the facts after I spoke, I erased what I posted because this situation in Boston is deep, it's messy, it's 100 times uglier than any of us thought, and that's why I erased what I said. Some things happened that I can't condone, I can't back, and it's not my place to tell you what happened. If it ends up coming out, it ends up coming out. But that was the reason why I erased my post last night, because after I posted it, I got a call from someone who had all the details and deep. So, man, praying for everybody involved. You know, hope everyone gets through this. And I saw a lot of blogs picked up what I said, even though it was only on my page for like 2 minutes. So hopefully they picked this up too, for me being wrong and jumping out there without the facts.
Which is obviously that's a blockbuster. Like if that's in print, which it should be. I mean, if you're going to report it, in audio form, it should be able to be put down on the paper. So he believes now he has the facts. So he didn't have the facts.
Right.
Now do you trust that he has a legitimate source or sources commenting to him on what the situation is? Can you believe that report?
I mean, the component of this was a video he had on Instagram, and you see him. It seemed like he was genuinely affected. I don't know anything about his reporting. I don't know how he usually is. I have no clue. But just as a human, you look at him, and it seemed like he was legitimately remorseful for what he had initially reported. He initially reacted without the report.
Yeah.
But it's so fascinating to me, and maybe because it's sports media and I'm interested in this minutia, but ESPN is reacting to a report by Woj, which doesn't have any of the facts, and they're bemoaning the fact that they don't have the information when they're the outlet that released the story. So, right now, from this point on, outside of who should replace Ime long term, it's really just slippery slope, the whole thing. It's like, because you don't know anything. I don't know about you. I haven't heard anything. But all I heard that from Courtney was that they're not releasing the names of the people that were the females that were engaged in this.
Well, do you think the Celtics know? I mean, if they truly had a 2-month investigation.
Of course the Celtics know.
But as they said, there were a lot of twists and turns. Maybe they don't even have everything. Maybe they think they do. But I'm sure they have a lot of information.
You wouldn't have Ime agreeing and commenting saying he's sorry and he accepts the results if you didn't have everything in order.
And so everybody asked this question. Why isn't he just fired? Why is this dragging on like this?
Because
there's a legal reason for that?
There has to be due process is the only thing I can think of. I'm not an attorney. I don't play one on the radio, but...
Because this does make it worse, right? It gives the appearance that they're trying to, push it off for a year, or
I don't know how you could. I don't know how you could see Wick and Brad yesterday and say that they're pushing it off for a year. I think that they are utilizing what they can do given the parameters, the contracts they agreed to, with what the advice of their legal team has been. And while that isn't sexy, or we'd love to see George Steinbrenner fire the guy immediately and say, get your own ride home. you can't do that if you don't want to have to pay someone to not coach where you believe you're firing him for cause. But, I mean,
I guess, but if it's truly as Matt Barnes says and it's ugly, won't they get criticism a year from now if that comes out and they didn't react more strongly? Like,
but I guess
they can hide behind their lawyers, I guess, and say we couldn't, but I...
But it's easy for someone to say they're hiding behind their lawyers when it's not your lawyers saying that if you do this, you're going to be in trouble. And what they're going to be judged on in the next 10 to 20 years is how they rebound, who they hired, and what they did with the organization. If they're successful and they're able to rebuild with Tatum and bring in a new coach that's able to galvanize them in a similar way and have, you know, win a championship, then in 20 years we'll view Ime as this sort of ugly chapter of an otherwise successful book. But if it has the, I mean, Ken, this has the opportunity to unravel everything.
Yeah, totally. And have players get bailing and Tatum requesting a trade or who knows.
I mean, they think the term independent contractor. Somebody did. The NBA is a lot of independent contractors that wield massive power.
This Barnes report, by the way, Nomos Gathers points out on Twitter, he's an ESPN analyst, so there's no report on ESPN citing this Matt Barnes report. I'm sure he had a long conversation with.
So why wouldn't you put him on
bosses?
First Take next to Stephen A?
Why? I know. I mean, they might take this down or have him apologize for this report.
Why does everything immediately go to race? Like, instantly. Like, with Stephen A. Immediately. It's immediate where this is Boston and race. And it's like, I don't even understand how that has anything to do with it.
Let's go to Adam in Framingham. Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys. How are you? Good morning.
Morning.
Hi. Yeah, so real quick, just on the Matt Barnes thing. I thought that was the most damning thing I've heard so far. Seems like everybody that finds out what the real story is, is disgusted with Ime. When he doesn't strike me, Matt Barnes, as the kind of guy that gets shook easily, and he was clearly shaken by what he found out.
Yep.
And I wanted to look at it from a different angle, right? Like, Matt Barnes isn't the type of guy, in my opinion, he's not getting a call from someone in the Celtics front office to give him the facts, right? He has, like, podcasts. He's in with players. So who told Matt Barnes a story? Doesn't it feel like it was probably a Celtics player, someone who's friendly with him, was like, listen, dude, you need to walk this back. You're going to look bad. Doesn't that give you a window into maybe how the Celtics players are viewing Ime? Like, maybe, like, everybody was so quick to say they're upset that Ime's gone. Maybe they're disgusted with Ime. Like, it seems pretty dark.
Could be, but it could be a player that has an axe to grind against Ime, or this is, a report that got to a player that is not accurate, or who knows? It could be like, I don't know. It could be literally anybody. It could be Grant Williams. Could be anybody.
Could be Scal who reported it.
Yeah, I mean, and then you would trust it because it's coming from a Celtics guy.
Right.
But
the thing that I was sort of changed my viewpoint of how the players are dealing with this, because we all viewed Ime as a player's guy, a guy that was, very well loved.
Yeah.
So, and this is, again, journalism in 2022. Somebody alerted me to, might have actually been Nomos Gathers, who said, check out Jaylen Brown's likes on Twitter lately. And there was a like, I'll get the exact quote, but it was something about, what you think may ruin you is actually what means things are falling in place. And he liked that tweet in the aftermath of, I'll get the exact tweet right now. This was the night after the penalty. He likes a tweet that said, when you think everything is falling apart, boy, when I tell you everything is falling into place. And, that seems a guy that's happy that it fell apart and now he's gone and new things are falling into place.
I'm sure there are half the players on every team who hate the coach, right? So
right.
Half the players.
I mean, in here it's like 90% that hate the PD.
Oh, good thing I'm not the PD.
Sorry.
Yeah, no,
OM.
No, you're probably right. I mean, so everybody's got a different opinion on this. Some people might think Mazzulla is a better coach for them. I mean, I guess you got to give him a chance to see what Mazzulla can do. How can you not be skeptical that this season's not going to, as you say, unravel?
I don't understand the rush to put Mazzulla in right now.
And why wouldn't they have gone, some people will mock the Frank Vogel thing. I think that made sense. Why wouldn't you go after a veteran guy? All the time to get a veteran, proven NBA coach in, isn't it now?
Well, for me, the first thing that immediately popped in my mind, just like everybody else, was Brad Stevens. It was, you can do two jobs one year, whatever. You can have Tanner Ainge or whatever the Ainge that's left over can work in the front office.
But Patricia.
Or Patricia could do both. Bill could coach the defense. And it just... It just seems so strange, and it's almost like Brad is, how you're still. This is why I love you, and you do a great job. is that, you know, when Scheim has the sniffles, oftentimes you're able to go right back to your old job and you kick ass. And Brad is like above that now. He's gotten this new promotion and he's like, oh, nope, I am not going down there to the I'm on the ninth floor. I like the hors d'oeuvres up here better.
I put Jackson in this week. I don't know if you noticed. So Brad and I are lockstep.
That's
something,
true.
Something's beneath us.
You're
right
more
now.
And more like Brad every day.
Let's go to Mike in Framingham. Hi, Mike.
Hey, man. Two things. When Stephen A. Smith was complaining, with the accused of Celtics of releasing the information, what did he want? Did he want him to be suspended for a year and not say anything? Of course the information's going to get out. That made no sense. And then the other thing, when he was comparing like Brett Favre and all this, how, like, the white players don't get raked over the coals. Tom Brady was killed for Deflategate. Aaron Rodgers was killed because he said he was immunized. And Drew Brees got killed because he said that that people should stand for the flag.
Right.
He doesn't make any sense.
No, that's why I'm certain of it. There is racism everywhere, every day, that people could discuss. That's real and bad. When we introduce it where it doesn't exist, it negates it where it does. And I just, this week, it was so transparently pathetic. Like, this story isn't sexy enough, the pun, to talk about. Like, you know,
yeah, I don't think it's something you can rule out right away, but you certainly don't have to jump to it right away.
My point is the initial details were not juicy enough for you to give a reaction that would go viral, that you had to bring up somehow that there was race involved as well.
Well, I think, like, Pierce put out right away, this deserves a fine. I'm sure he had seen a lot of examples in the NBA where this had gone on to some level, consensual relationships, and it had been a fine or, you know, not even brought to the surface. So isn't that the reaction right away? Like, this is a consensual relationship. Why is the guy getting suspended for a year?
Right. And that's why it was
either they're treating him poorly or there's more to the story.
Right. But if you're Stephen A. Smith, you're an incredibly smart guy, far smarter than I am, and you're brilliant at being on TV. You're one of the best that's ever done it. You know, as a guy that covered the NBA for years with the Philly Inquirer or Philly Daily News, you know he was a newspaper guy.
Yeah.
You know that your editor, if you said this, he'd say, okay, that's not a story. Why is he being suspended? That's the story.
Let's go to Kevin. Are you in Florida, Kevin? Is that where you are?
Amelia Island.
Okay.
Beautiful Amelia Island. Yeah, not a bad gig today. Hey, I've listened a lot, and everyone's had a lot to say, but I haven't heard anyone say that it's probably time for the woman or women involved to step up. I can't imagine that workplace right now with these other female employees having to go through all this scrutiny and be possibly accused or thought of or disparaged, and these women are just sitting back there. If they're a victim, great. Come out and say that they're a victim. If they're a willing participant or both, just say that. I can't imagine what these other women are going through. And you saw the look on Brad Stevens' face the other day when he was mentioning these individuals that were named or possibly named. And I just think it would be the right thing to do if these women just stepped up. I did it. It was consensual, then it wasn't consensual, and then we had an issue. But for them to linger out there is, I think, a terrible disservice to the rest of the employees.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a good point. I could definitely understand the anger. I mean, you did see, I don't know why that caller earlier, Jake, was trying to go after Amanda Plufgaard. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to pronounce her last name, but she's openly said it had nothing to do with her, and she had wanted to get that out there, and God bless her for doing it. I don't know what they've been told. It's just, you know, it just sucks. Like, I don't know what do you do if you come forward.
Or what are the Celtics even telling these, or the lawyers saying for these people to do or not do?
There's just
so much unknown here.
There is. And, you know, it's just, take any situation where you work, when something bad happens, what's the first thing they tell you to do? Shut up.
Let's go to one more. Bob and Everett. Hi, Bob.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
So real quickly, I'm doing well, thanks. I think it would be a very bad move for Stevens to come back. He stepped out for a reason. I think the players respect him as a person, but I also realize that his voice was no longer being heard, and I don't think it would be heard right now. Plus, he's doing an exceptional job as a GM, far better than when at the end of his coaching stint. I think Mazzulla is actually probably a pretty good fit because he's been in the system for 3 years. I think it would be time to transition to an outsider. I just feel bad for the players too. I haven't heard a lot about that, but I'd be pretty pissed if I was a player having Ime put our season into the toilet, before it even started.
Yeah. Well, one thing just about how the players feel about this, obviously they brought that up yesterday, Curtis. The players are, shook and concerned. Mazzulla, the pressure on him to keep this together. Like, if they're a disaster, don't you think everybody's going to want to bail?
Yeah, but I do. I mean, I really think this year is a mulligan. I mean, for everybody involved, the main job of
You said, not for Tatum.
No, but that's what I'm saying. The main job for Wick, Brad, everybody, and obviously notwithstanding the issues that they're going to have to resolve with the victims of this and all that, just strictly basketball. The number one job is to ensure the happiness and future of Jason Tatum and to figure that out.
Keep taking your thoughts on this. 617-779-7937. What could the Celtics have done differently? What have they done wrong from their handling of it? Where do they go from here? It is Ken and Curtis on your Saturday.
We're right back to it. Ken and Curtis.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This WEEI. WEEI.
Curtis here on WEEI. 3 hours today, and for you that means 12:05 will be done. Red Sox pregame at that time. Sox and the Yankees, 3rd of 4 in the Bronx as Judge continues his chase for 61 in the AL home run record, at least a tie of it. A couple texters reacting to that last caller who was suggesting that the victims in this case, the female victims, come out and make life easier for the non-victims in the organization. Kate Plowguy, 774 texter, that guy has zero right to say how a female victim, any victim, should behave. And 603 texter, this dude wants the victims to be seen in the public eye, ? Just doesn't get it. I believe that's what Kevin in the truck feels as well. He joins us now. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how are we doing, guys?
12:05 will be done. Red Sox pregame at the time.
Oh, got to turn your radio.
I'm sorry about that, guys. Listen, he has no idea what a woman goes through in the workplace or what it feels like to be pressured.
Yep.
We need to understand that when they sat down at that press conference, there were multiple complaints. There were multiple violations. Almost a predatory issue. And the reason why they're taking so long is because it is a corporate legal issue and it takes time to process it in the real world. What everybody else is looking for is a gossip page. They want to be the TMZ, get some clickbait, something sexy. As you said earlier, this is not a sexy process.
Yeah.
It's to come out and say they should be out in public. Well, that's why do you think women hide when they're assaulted? Because everybody then picks on them.
Right. Stigma.
They're the victim. Yeah. And then they're double victimized because you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Some of these people who think that they should understand what it is to be against an overwhelming presence and think they have nowhere to turn.
Yeah, so
that's
I guess we got to go. The only thing that's been reported by Shams, what are the facts that Shams Charania from The Athletic has reported?
Unwarranted advances was what the terminology that he utilized.
So, okay, so quote-unquote victim, is that too strong to even throw out that word? Do we know that for a fact?
My guess is if it was simply a consensual relationship that yielded unwarranted advances, we wouldn't have had the owner and the president of the team at the dais yesterday. So, but saying that, I don't know. I have no idea what it was that led to it. So it's like,
what did we find out in the press conference? Was there anything you gleaned? Like, what, after listening to Wick and Brad, we found out Mazzulla's the coach.
What I gleaned was that what we had anticipated being the difficult week for the females that work for the organization was that and then some, given Brad Stevens' emotional reaction. Other than that, I didn't learn anything.
So it's a little window into the Celtics that it's just a mess. There's drama everywhere. Players are concerned. The female employees have been obviously through something and then some. Yeah, I mean, but beyond that,
I still don't know.
You think Ime is done for good? I didn't come away thinking that's 100%.
With the Celtics?
Yeah.
You think there's a chance he comes back and coaches?
Just because Wick said we have, you know, the future's undecided. Like,
I mean, there's a better shot of, you know, Wiggy running for president and winning than Ime ever coaching again. Think about what you'd be saying to the women who just endured this week if you have him back within that organization.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen, but they can't publicly say that. But just imagine where this has gone from, where you have in June, you're at home, you have a 5-point lead with less than 5 minutes to go up 3-1 over the Warriors.
Yeah.
And now you're sitting here having lost that series in six. Now you lose the head coach and your organization is a disgrace in the NBA right now.
The Greg Hill jinx continues.
It's really unbelievable. Not to mention what's happened to Djurkovic. I mean,
well, wait till tonight.
Oh, oof. BC always plays well in Tallahassee.
By the way, the real ACC title game is on 8:50 today at noon. Clemson Wake, battle of the 3-0s.
You notice what ABC's done? They're reacting to Fox. So Fox put their big games at noon. Now ABC's had to program that way as well.
We will talk about the Patriots' home opener, which is tomorrow. It's amazing the little attention that Patriots-Ravens, a rivalry game, has gotten. Ratings are down.
Well,
coming off
it's
a
only
win.
Because of the new rubric.
Well, the weather's good tomorrow.
I know. God, with Danny on his boat.
Let's go to Riley in New Hampshire. Hi, Riley.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
Doing well. Quick question. So, you know, with everything with Ime, it's terrible, and it does seem like it's, you know, a pattern with him. Do you think any of his old franchises that he coached at are going to start doing an investigation now? Or, like, are they going to be asked about it because, you know, it's happening here so much? Who's to say it didn't happen there?
Great points,
that's
Riley.
All I have to say.
Yesterday, when we were talking about it with the Greg Hill Show, I mentioned how, you know, you look at the Nets and how they hired Steven Nash over Ime, a guy that was beloved by Durant, seems to be a star players type of coach. So do you look back, and this is not at all similar because I have no idea what the details are with Ime, but you look back following the revelations in the Sandusky chaos and disgusting behavior with Penn State. He was the best defensive coordinator for linebacker U for 20 years and never sniffed a head coaching job because it was a poorly kept secret that he was maybe they didn't know the extent to which he was a bad guy, but it was known enough that he was never given an opportunity to leave, you know, Happy Valley.
Can you still trade for coaches? Can you trade for coaches? Can you trade for Chauncey Billups? Can you come here?
Ooh.
Portland's not going anywhere.
What if they hire Patino to trade for Billups?
Yeah, make amends.
Yeah, let's do it.
Just bring everything back again. I agree.
Speaking of which, I don't think Patino would be the hire, considering.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I have a good tease to get us out of this morass of negativity.
I want to talk a little Patriots. Can we do that?
Yeah, so what I would say, if I had to do power rankings, and I can't judge anybody at our radio station because I don't want to pick from, you can't pick your favorite kid, you know, even if you only have one. So I'm going to pick outside of this building. I think Tom Curran is the best Patriots guy we have.
He's in this building.
He works for the MFM. There we go.
Gresham Keefe. He's on twice a week.
Okay, I like
him. And he's on NFL Sunday tomorrow.
Okay, you know who sucks? Tom Curran.
WEI's Tom Curran is the greatest. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. He has a very good explanation that will satisfy Ken Laird and the Mac Jones superfans all over Boston as we get ready for week 3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.